This is Vesakha Muli of the 18th of May, 2026. Essence, sweet children, stay in the spiritual intoxication of belonging to God's family and of establishing your incognito divine kingdom. Question, which firm habit should you children have so that you remain happy throughout the day? Answer, when you have the habit of waking up early in the morning and churning the ocean of this knowledge, you will have limitless happiness throughout the day. The Father's Srimad is, children, wake up at Amrit Vela and talk sweetly to your father. Think about which family you belong to and what your duty is. When it remains in your intellects that you belong to this family of God and that you are establishing your new kingdom, your happiness will remain throughout the day. Om Shanti. You children know that this is a spiritual family. All the rest are worldly families. This is a spiritual family. This is the family of the spiritual father. In a worldly home, there are a mother, a father, and children. However, that is a limited family. You are now the unlimited family. Children sing, "You are the mother and father." That is like a family, which is the creation of the Creator. In fact, children are his creation, but they don't know this. Now you children know that this truly is the family of the unlimited father. This is the World Spiritual University. It is for this that it is remembered, those who have loving intellects are victorious. Such a family is not mentioned in the Gita. You are God's family. You are establishing an incognito divine kingdom. No one knows about this. You have this intoxication. Those who remember the Father will be intoxicated. When you become body conscious, the intoxication is reduced. This is God's family. We have to go home and then go into the divine kingdom. There is the deity family there. The other is the family of the devil, whereas this is your family of God. The children of spiritual Bapdada are brothers and sisters, that's all. This is the spiritual family path. In the golden age, you wouldn't say that it is the family of God. It is a deity family. This family of God is very powerful. You now know that you belong to God's family and that you are establishing a divine kingdom. Talk to yourselves in this way and churn the ocean of this knowledge. Wake up early in the morning and stay in remembrance, and you will then develop the habit of churning the ocean of this knowledge. And you will also constantly be enthusiastic. When everyone else is asleep, that is the time when you wake up. Wake up early in the morning and think about these things, and then see how happy you remain. Follow whatever Srimat you receive, and then you will experience a lot of happiness. You will remember your family of God, and your heart will be removed from the devil's family. When a new home is completely ready, all attachment is removed from your old home. Until the new one is ready, your old one continues to have a little bit of repair work done to it every now and then. The heart is then removed from it. It is the same for this old world. You know that this is now an old home and that you are to go to your new home. You will then wear a new costume. Even this body is old. You are now claiming your fortune of the kingdom for your future 21 births. You are not going to rule here. The establishment of it takes place here. Only you know these things. This is the Gita. This is Raja Yoga. This is called easy Raja Yoga. You have established your deity kingdom in this way many times through the practice of Raja Yoga. You will not remember these things there. If you were to remember these things there, you would not feel that happiness and you would become worried. At this time, you have incognito intoxication. This is the family of the highest on high Baba. This is called the incognito godly family type. It is a world spiritual university. It is also God's sacrificial fire. This is a family. We have to become very lovely. You become very lovely in the future. You are Rupa and Basant. The soul is Rupa and also Basant. Such a tiny soul plays an imperishable part. You become Rupa and Basant at this time. The Father is the ocean of knowledge. He definitely gives this knowledge when he enters this body. You know that he reigns the reign of this knowledge. Every jewel is worth hundreds of thousands of rupees. You souls have now received the introduction of the Father. The Father has reminded you. It is in your intellects how the cycle of 84 births turns. And this is why you are called spinners of the discus of self-realization. Neither Vishnu nor Lakshmi and Narayan are spinners of the discus of self-realization. They don't have this knowledge. You souls have now received this knowledge of how the world cycle turns. Although people speak of the Trimurti, they don't portray Shiva in that. You must have seen many pictures of the Trimurti. In fact, corporeal Prajapita Brahma exists here. This one is very old, the great-great-grandfather. This is the genealogical tree of Prajapita Brahma. The Father creates the world through Brahma. Therefore, Brahma is older. They portray him as an old man. He has been around the cycle of 84 births. You now understand these things. You also know that all are the children of the Father. Souls have to be given the Father's introduction. Bharat is being benefited a great deal now. All souls will become pure and go to the land of liberation. You are now serving Bharat, Bharat in particular, and the world in general. You are the very few who understand these things. In a nutshell, it is explained to you, children, become Manmanabhav. It is also explained to you separately. Whatever you have, use that to establish the deity kingdom. What did Bapu Gandhiji do? He also wanted there to be the kingdom of Rama. This is such a wonderful play. You now watch this play as detached observers. You are also amused at how they have taken something from one period of time and put it in another. The Father says, according to the drama, The world has reached a very bad state. The Father has now come to grant salvation. You children are now intoxicated. That one is the incorporeal Bapuji, Father of the whole world. Whose child is this Brahma? Shivabhas. Whose child is he? You mothers say that Shivbaba is your child. These are the games of Shivbaba. There is a lot of interference by Maya in trance and in visions, especially when some say that Shivbaba enters them and speaks. All of that is the interference of evil spirits. You children have to remain cautious. This illness of evil spirits is such that it makes you lose out in both worlds. Never have any desire for a vision. All of those thoughts are of the path of devotion. The path of this knowledge has to be understood very clearly. Maya deceives you in many ways. There is no benefit in having visions, etc. The Father says, I become engaged to you through this one. The Father's orders are, do not remember bodily beings. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. You have to remember the Father for your own benefit. This is a matter of great understanding. Any of you can write your news to Baba. Some children don't even have enough sense to write a letter about their well-being to the Unlimited Father. If you didn't write a letter to your worldly father, he would lose sleep. This one is the Unlimited Father. When he sees that he hasn't received a letter for nearly a month or a month and a half, he understands that you do not write to the Parlokic Father because Maya has perhaps eaten you. You should at least write, Baba, I constantly stay in the intoxication of becoming Narayan. I am constantly using the method that you have shown me. Baba would then understand that you are well and happy. If you don't write, he would think that you are ill or that you don't stay in remembrance. Otherwise, you would give your news to Baba. I did this service. I explained to this one, but it didn't sit in his intellect completely. Then Baba would tell you how you can explain to that person. They don't understand the meaning of anything they say on the path of devotion. The main thing is that they don't know the Father. By knowing the Father, Bharat receives salvation. Because of not knowing the Father, Bharat has become completely degraded. The Father now explains to you children, I will take you into salvation and everyone else into liberation. When Bharat has liberation in life, everyone else has liberation. No one but the Father can bring about this change. Only the one Father is the bestower of salvation for all. Everyone definitely receives salvation. It happens cycle after cycle at the confluence age. You know that the spiritual father of you souls is one. It is souls who remember him. You have two fathers on the path of devotion. In the golden age, you have one father. At the confluence age, you have three fathers. Prajapita Brahma is your father. Shiva is also Baba. He is the father of all souls. You have to claim your inheritance from him. Only by remembering him will your sins be absolved. Your sins will not be absolved by remembering Brahma. This is why you must only remember Shiv Baba. We now belong to him. This is real, true knowledge from the spiritual father for you spiritual children. All the rest are body conscious. Whatever body conscious impure people do, it only makes them more impure. Whatever they donate and whatever charity they perform, it only makes them more impure. This continues to happen in the kingdom of Ravan. The father now comes and issues an ordinance. He says, children, be cautious. Don't indulge in vice. Conquer lust. Many storms will come. You mustn't fail because of those. You will have many sinful thoughts of Maya that you never had on the path of ignorance. Many such sinful thoughts come. Some say, we are very happy on the path of devotion. Now that I want to remember you, I cannot do that. I cannot remember a point. If you were something big, I could remember you. Baba says, just say Shiv Baba and remember me. Forget this old world. Remember me in the land of peace. You mustn't just remember the land of peace. Only by remembering the Father will your sins be absolved. Souls have to love the sweet Father. Souls are lovers for half of each cycle. The soul says, I forgot you for half this cycle. Whoever you Brahmin teachers bring here, they must be brought here with great caution. They must only be those whose intellects have firm faith. If they come here and then become impure afterwards, the instrument teacher would experience punishment. And this is why the Brahmin teacher has a great responsibility. Baba has taken this chariot. He is experienced in everything. There is no question of anything dirty here. You are not forbidden to laugh, play, or talk to one another. However, if there is even a little love for another soul, that would increase. And you would continue to remember that soul. And this is why you have to go beyond that. Are you now sitting at home or in the golden age? Brackets, at home. The father teaches you children at home. This is the home of all of you. You would not say this when you are outside. You have very good intoxication here. You have to renounce the arrogance of your bodies. Become soul conscious, and all types of your discrimination of caste and creed will finish. The old world is Tamo Pradhan, and their discrimination is increasing more and more. Earlier, at the time of the British government, there wasn't so much conflict about language. Now, day by day, conflict is increasing. In the Golden Age, there will only be one language. There won't be any type of discrimination. Achcha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Do not remember any bodily beings. Therefore, do not fall in love with anyone. Go beyond that and remain very cautious. Don't be afraid of the sinful thoughts of Maya, but become victorious. 2. There is a lot of interference by Maya in trance and visions. So save yourself from that interference of evil spirits. Give the Father your true news. Blessing. May you imbibe the essence of everything as an easy effort maker and become an all-rounder. Whatever you see and hear, understand the essence of it and let the words you speak and the actions you perform be full of essence, and your efforts will then become easy. Such easy effort makers become all-rounders in every situation. No defects are visible in them. They never lack courage in any situation, and they never speak words such as, "I cannot do this." Such easy effort makers are simple-hearted and also make others simple-hearted. Slogan. While using all the facilities, be detached from any influence of them and remain loving to the Father. Abhyak signal. Constantly experience an unshakable, immovable and constant stage. In order to create a constant and stable stage, while seeing everything, don't see anything except the One. None of the things that you see are going to remain. Therefore, you will only be able to remain constant and stable when you don't have any questions of why or what, when you see any scenes. This is the reason for having the upheaval of wasteful thoughts. Only after this question of why has ended will perfection come. Om Shanti.